This is the second semester tape for grade 8. You have to listen to the tape twice and do the task below. Question 1. Listen to the conversation and fill in the missing words.
John, I want you to go to the flower market for me, please.
What do I have to buy?
Some peach blossoms and a bunch of flowers.
What sort of flowers?
Marigolds, because they are traditional at Tet.
Anything else?
No, but I need Liz to do a few things. What was that, Mom? Are you busy?
No, do you need something?
Yes, go to the market and pick up some candy and one packet of dried watermelon seeds, please.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to Mrs. Ness. She's going to show me how to make sticky rice balls. John, I want you to go to the flower market for me, please.
What do I have to buy?
Some peach blossoms and a bunch of flowers.
What sort of flowers?
Marigolds, because they are traditional at Tet.
Anything else?
No, but I need Liz to do a few things. What was that, Mom? Are you busy?
No, do you need something?
Yes, go to the market and pick up some candy and one packet of dried watermelon seeds, please.
Okay, what are you going to do?
I'm going to Mrs. Ness. She's going to show me how to make sticky rice balls.
Question 2. Listen to a recording and decide the true or false statement.
A. What type of garbage can you put in the compost?
Today, I'm going to explain how to start a compost heap. First of all, you must use only vegetable matter, including tea leaves, eggshells, but watch the eggshells first, and tissues. Don't use any meat or grain products because this attracts rats.
B. Where is the best place for a compost heap?
Find a place in your garden that gets a few hours of sunlight each day. Use pick or shovels to turn the compost regularly so it gets plenty of air.
C. Should you water the compost?
The compost also needs moisture, but it will get this from condensation. Cover the heap with a sheet of strong plastic if the weather is very wet.
D. How long does it take before you can use the compost?
Keep adding to the pile, and after about 6 months, your compost will be ready to use as fertilizer.
A. What type of garbage can you put in the compost?
Today, I'm going to explain how to start a compost heap. First of all, you must use only vegetable matter, including tea leaves, eggshells, but watch the eggshells first, and tissues. Don't use any meat or grain products because this attracts rats.
B. Where is the best place for a compost heap?
Find a place in your garden that gets a few hours of sunlight each day. Use pick or shovels to turn the compost regularly so it gets plenty of air.
C. Should you water the compost?
The compost also needs moisture, but it will get this from condensation. Cover the heap with a sheet of strong plastic if the weather is very wet.
D. How long does it take before you can use the compost?
Keep adding to the pile, and after about 6 months, your compost will be ready to use as fertilizer.
Just the end of the listening test.